Mrs. Innes Lillingston, reel 1.
I belong to Scotland. I've no English blood at all. But I was brought up on the borders, Berwickshire. And I joined the Red Cross in Berwickshire so as to learn first aid.
When was that?
Well, that must have been somewhere about 1912 or so, I think. But I never remember wearing anything but red. So I must have been a commandant from the beginning. And then I do remember that when the war started, I said to everybody, there'll be a tremendous need for nurses. Now, I wasn't cut out to be a nurse. I wasn't like Florence Nightingale, who put portraits on her dolls. So I got an aunt to ask rather a distinguished surgeon in Edinburgh if he could get me into some hospital, which he did. So I had 6 weeks training in an Edinburgh hospital. And then, of all ridiculous things, I was put in charge of a hospital for convalescent Belgian soldiers in Berwickshire.
Where was that?
Berwickshire, Folden. It was lent by Sir James Whitkey Dale. And I think we had about 20 men, and I was able to speak French. I've always spoken French. So that was a help. And the whole of our staff was all volunteers, the Red Cross in the kitchen, in the house, for the patients, for everybody. And I remember thinking how wonderful to have a skirt 14 inches off the ground.
Going back a bit before that, why were you interested in nursing?
Only because there was nothing else I could do.
What had you been doing before the war?
Well, I was living at home, working in the garden, keeping bees, bicycling. But there were no openings for girls in those days.
Well, there wasn't really any need for you to do anything.
I mean, I paid visits. I stayed with people. I went to shooting parties, country house parties. But I had tremendous interests. I joined the first aid, you see. And I kept bees, and I don't know, the days filled up somehow. Always doing something.
Did you actually start the first aid before the war?
Yes. And you see, I was born so long ago that though I would have given anything to go to school, I wasn't allowed to.
You were educated at home?
Yes, educated myself pretty well. No governess after I was 12. But I just had a passion for reading. One of nine.
How many boys and how many girls?
Five. Four and a half brothers. A half brother. And three sisters.
And what did your father do?
My father was in the household cavalry. He commanded the Blues. And his first day on duty was in the escort that brought Queen Alexandra to London to be married. And he died the same year as Queen Victoria. so that the whole of his service was just with one subject. So that my early years, you see, were spent between London and Windsor. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Boer War?
Oh, well, I had a brother in it. He was wounded and taken prisoner by the Viet.
And what happened to him?
Well, they were rescued. And eventually he went on in the army. Oh, yes, I remember the Boer War very well. And the many, many people who died of enteric.
Did you do any sort of war work in connection with the Boer War?
I can't remember. It didn't affect us in this country as much. I chiefly remember the sadness of the many, many who died of enteric fever. When I was born in 79, how old would I have been? The Boer War. It was 99, if I remember right.
So you would have been about 20?
About 20.
And then you continued to live with your family?
Yes, till my father died in 1901. And then we went on living together till my eldest brother married. And then my sisters and I set up house in our own. And then now I mustn't get buttered over dates. That was me getting on for the first. Oh, yes, I travelled abroad a lot. Friends took me abroad.
This is before the First War?
Yes, before the First War. Yes. Now I'm getting right.
Yes. Which countries did you visit?
Spain, Italy, France, Egypt. And I had a passion for languages. So I always tried to learn the language of the country I was in. But French I'd known since I was a child, so that was useful for the Belgians.
Did you visit Germany at all?
I've never been to Germany. That's one place I've never been.
Do you have any memories of your travels before the First War?
Yes. I remember in Spain visiting the Prado, and it was so badly kept and in such bad order that rain was coming through the roof in front of the priceless pictures. And in Italy, we were in an open car and it made so much dust that the peasants used to make the evil eye at us as we went past, because we were covering their macaroni with dust.
That's a symbol that they did with their fingers.
Yes, it's the devil, isn't it? Yes. It's the horns of the devil, I think.
Were you in Belgium before the First War?
Yes. I was in Brussels. I went to see the Field of Waterloo. And I tell you one thing. I've had tea with an old lady de Roos who was a girl at the Waterloo ball the night before the battle. She was a girl of 17, I think. So that's pretty extraordinary, isn't it? I remember that.
Then after you came home from your travels, is that when you joined the Red Cross?
I think he must have been. Afraid I can't be sure.
Had you ever had anyone in your family who was ill, whom you'd nursed?
No, not really.
So really, the Red Cross was your first introduction to medicine?
Yes. It was the first aid, you see, I learnt. I was very interested in that. Oh, and of course, I was very, very interested in Boy Scouts. And there was a good bit of first aid came into that. Because they had their first aid badge to learn and all the rest of it.
What was your training like in first aid?
We just went to lectures.
So you didn't have any practical work?
No, just what we were shown at the lectures. I can't remember, I'm afraid, who gave them.
How many young women were there training with you?
I think there must have been certainly 15. Might have been more.
Were these all girls that you knew, or were they from
yes.
all parts?
They were of all. I don't use the word classes. But they were not just my own friends.
Girls from different sorts of backgrounds?
Yes, from the villages and that sort of thing. And farms. Yes, daughters of farmers. But I was in Bedfordshire all the time, you see.
During your training in first aid, was there any mention of war?
No, I don't think there was.
So presumably your training had nothing to do with war
no.
injuries?
No, it certainly hadn't. It was simply first aid.
Did you ever have any opportunity to practice your knowledge of first aid?
Yes, I think I do remember using it, but I can't remember the occasions. I do remember putting a string on somebody. And I do remember, but that was in hospital, stopping bleeding in an artery in a wrist. Somebody had cut it. But that's all I can remember.
Do you remember the outbreak of the First World War?
Yes. I remember it very well. It was the day, it was the 4th of September, wasn't it?
Of
anyhow, I was at the Kelso show, staying with friends. And I remember being told, it's just been announced that we're at war with Germany. A hot summer's day in the middle of this show at Kelso in Oxfordshire. Yes, I remember that day.
Did the coming of war take you by surprise then?
Yes. I remember seeing headlines in the newspaper the next day, England at war with Germany. And that was when I tried to get training as a nurse. Because there was nothing else that women could do. But they very soon found that they ran out of men and had to use women.
What did your...